The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Seemed safe while I was there. So, anyway.
They put you off and made you question Amsterdam. Big Fatty's been there a number of times. Okay, so perhaps not so safe after all. Well, it's Monday morning. I'm on my way to my crap terrible job. So, have a good week. Bye.
Well, thanks for the call, Fatty. Fatty. Thanks for the call, Scotty. I don't even remember saying that I wondered if it was safe or not, but it was probably just one of those offhanded things, you know, that I'm just rambling when I do this show.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, I don't even remember saying thanks for the call, Fatty. Fatty. I'm just rambling when I do this show.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3066 of the BFO for Monday, the 11th of November, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we'll have some voice letters and Big Fatty and what else? Well, I don't know what else. Big Fatty. Friends, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, today in the U.S. of A., y'all, it's Veterans Day. Yes, Big Fatty, Larry the Veteran, we salute you. Oh, y'all in the UK and in the Canadas, you know, that's northern Mexico. Y'all, it is Remembrance Day. Big Fatty, I'm surprised you didn't forget that. Well, it's Remembrance Day. And so, y'all, now this is, Brian in Danbury always make sure that we get this correct, Memorial Day in May, at the end of May, is for to honor those who serve their country and who have gone to glory. But Veterans Day is to remember the living members of the armed forces, whether active or retired. And so that's what the Veterans Day is all about. So, y'all, when you see Larry the Veteran today, thank him for his service. And, you know, do a little random act of kindness. And, yes, Big Betty, why don't you fill up his tank with gasoline? Well, that's more than an act of kindness. Yes, Big Betty, that's a good way to thank him for their service. Well, I suppose you're probably right. Yes, Big Betty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today. Today, the 11th, Big Fatty, you forgot already, I guess. Well, anyway, y'all, the 11th of November is, in addition to Larry the Veterans Day, y'all, is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person a couple of times out there in the Lost Wages years ago when he was the co-host of the Stinky Orangutans. Oh, Big Fatty, is it that colored boy? It is, y'all. It is none other than the one and only James LeRoy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love James LeRoy. It's true, y'all, quite the looker. Quite the looker, I might add. And, y'all, he is, I think he is in Nebraska now or Oklahoma. I think it's Nebraska, though. living the life, raising, and I can't remember the child's name, but the baby, yes, Big Fatty, and, but, y'all, just a sweet, 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 man, and, y'all, if, and I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the FaceSpace. Y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, or maybe at Babies R Us, could be, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, maybe Waylon, his husband, is on the Twitty or the, it could be, but, y'all, by the way, Waylon. Waylon is the one that sent me the recipe for the lemon chicken soup. Big Fatty, a lot of people love that, especially if they need to clear out their colon like you did last week. Well, anyway. But anyway, y'all, if you see James LeRoy on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty? Hi, it's me, Larry Vader, really quick.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Just got home from the gymnatorium and buffet, and I have a kitty cat in my face wanting kitty love. But when I got home, there was a phone book outside my front door. So I was a little taken aback. I thought it might be a bomb because I wasn't really sure what it was because I don't know that I've seen a phone book in a decade. But then I immediately thought of you, so I was just calling to see if you wanted it. So, all right. Let me know. I'll be glad to drop it by next time I water the ferns. Mia.
Yeah, that's it. By the way, Veda, if you don't mind, I go by and give him a little drink before I return to Mari, if you hadn't already done it over the weekend, Big Fatty. First of all, Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Veda, as you may have heard me on a previous little show, I announced that I too received the Yellow Pages. You know, I let my fingers do the walking through them. Yes, Big Fatty, it was vulgar. Anyway, I don't need your copy of the Yellow Pages, but y'all, I'm like Veda. I was equally as surprised that they still printed the Yellow Pages. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, Ben old Stinkpot likes the Yellow Pages. Big Fatty, I've gotten vulgar.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I'm calling with a CVS receipt. Today, I bought two bottles of 150 count vitamin C gummies and an 80 count package of the cotton oval pads that I used to take my makeup off. Including tax, I paid $14.23. Mind you, one container of the vitamins costs $14.79. So I saved $20.33, 59% savings. So, huzzah. All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Princess Hanna. And Princess Hanna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And quite the savings there on the what are you saying at the CVS? Yes, Big Betty. You know, Princess Hanna, I am still amazed that they even let you in the store. As much as you save, there's probably some sort of silent alarm. Yes, Big Betty, the silent alarm that goes off in the back when you come into the store, so that they know that they're about to lose money. Big Freddy, don't you know it? Congratulations on that. And just curious, have they already got the crema? Have they got the crema? Big Freddy, you know damn good and well they've got the crema stuff up in the CVS.
Do you hear that, Big Fatty? It's Baron Frosty with a coupon report. I'm at the mall, and I'm going crazy buying fall and winter clothes. I purchased 6 green jackets and sweaters, and my total was $215.63, but my total discounts today was $198.66, so I saved, almost 50%, so I think that's a pretty good discount. So I thought I'd call it in and let you know. Have a good day. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Mr. Cackle, and Mr. Cackle, you know, he's on the blonde time. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. There, I just heard their 4th of July little show. I think it was the Pride 48 little show. Oh, yes, you're correct. So y'all, they're a little constipated. You know, the blonde time is the constipated little show of Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. Mr. Cackle, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and an excellent coupon as well. He did have on the Twitty here recently his new green jacket. Big Fatty, aren't all his jackets green? They are. That's all he wear. You know, if you see him, you know, and that's because leprechauns wear green. Big Fatty! But Mr. Cackle, last week, it wasn't even the weekend, he's starting to put up his crema tree, he's decided he's going to put only amber lights on it. Betty, amber light sounds very seductive. Well, it does sound pretty seductive, but amber lights. Big Fatty, isn't that the name of a beer? It may be amber light, yes. Maybe it'd be a flight of beers. Big Fatty. Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call, and get out there and give us another little show. We just love to hear from Dr. P. Big Fatty, Dr. P doesn't say shit on there. Well, he can't get 2 words in edgewise because of all the cackling. Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hanna. I have been meaning for a while to send this particular voice letter because I know that I, a lot of times when I do my CVS receipts, I mention, you know, how many medications I get each month, but yet how little I pay for them. And I want to let it be known, I actually have really horrible health insurance in one aspect where I have state Medicaid because I'm not working and I'm waiting for Social Security to come through. So that puts a lot of restrictions on the doctors I see. You know, I have a lot of chronic back and neck problems, but I can't see a chiropractor because there's nobody in my network. So I have to pay out of cash $70 a month to be able to see a chiropractor. And I happen to have gotten very lucky with my insurance in finding my psychologist and psychiatrist. And so, I mean, you know, the one upside is I have very little copays on visits and on medications, but I'm very limited in what I can do. A lot of the medications I take, because they're so expensive, I have to get prior authorizations for, and those take time and lots of follow up with the doctor's offices. So in some aspects, I'd much rather, you know what, just pay $10, $15, $20 to copay for something and be able to just get the medication that I want to get without having to clear it through some bureaucrat sitting behind a desk watching after the insurance company's bottom line. So, but for those who, you know, either don't have insurance coverage at all or have coverage that's very minimal, I would always suggest, as someone who worked for the state's welfare system for a while, to look into it. A lot of states have a program, Pennsylvania, we call it MAUD. It's Medical Assistance for Workers with Disabilities. You know, where someone has a disability, you know, like insulin-controlled diabetes or blood thinners, chronic pain, certain mental health issues, you know, where they are able to work and function, but they need medication to help them work and function. And a lot of states will offer that. You just have to get a form filled out by a doctor, and it'll help supplement any already existing medical insurance. So just want to say that. Don't have any coupons right now. Haven't been to CVS in a couple of days. Shocking, I know. Stop clutching your pearls. And I will talk to you later. Love you, and bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Anna. And Princess Anna, thank you so much for that call. Very informative, and thank you for sharing your story about all of that. You know, Princess Anna, it's... you know, I have to thank my lucky stars that I am fortunate that I do have even as a retiree of the coal mine, I still have pretty good health insurance, and I think that's in these days that's a true blessing. Yes, Big Fatty. So I personally can't relate to the hurdles that you're dealing with, but I'm sure it's very difficult, and it's a balancing act is how I would guess. But you did mention one thing, and y'all, I was I don't remember who sent this to me, but somebody sent me one of those little movies on the Twitty and or someplace, and maybe it was in an e-letter. But y'all, it was of a guy going to the chiropractor, and the chiropractor would crack his neck, and y'all, it would just sound like the man was going to be incapacitated from the sounds of the crackles. Big Fatty, is that like Mr. Crackle? No, that's Mr. Cackle. Oh! And, but, y'all, sometimes I kind of think that going to a chiropractor or getting the massage, Big Fatty, does it have a happy ending? No, probably not in this case, but that it might be kind of nice to dear Cassie, and I know you're going to the chiropractor for chronic pain or I think is how you refer to it. But anyway, Princess Anna, thank you for sharing that good information for everyone. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I am going to pre-record part of Tamari's little show, and then I'm going to try to give you a live update on what's been going on over in the Hatlanta. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Geeky Gay, and Adam, what do you tell people about the BFO?
Yeah, I don't even remember saying, thanks for the call, Fatty. Fatty. I'm just rambling when I do this show.
Oh, Big Fatty, you're rubbing off on him like there's no tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.